Elevated levels of lead and arsenic were found in soil samples taken from yards near the former Colorado smelter. The smelter closed in 1908, leaving behind waste material which appears to be blowing into the neighborhood. Both lead and arsenic can cause a variety of health problems. The EPA's Chris Wardell says if approved, the agency would determine the method and scale of cleanup after more testing.
In this case, we would really be concentrated on residential areas and cleaning those up first, because that's where people spend most of their time.
The EPA opens a 60-day public comment period about the proposed site beginning today. The site could be formally added to the Superfund list as early as this fall. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.